And we're speaking with Gananoque Police Chief Gary Hall. Him and his team have been doing an exceptional job throughout this pandemic, keeping our community safe and helping to educate the public a little more about what we can and can't do. And Gary, we sincerely appreciate everything you do, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, well, thanks for thinking of us, Tim. And certainly, especially since beginning early last year with the onset of the pandemic, it's certainly changed the way that we've had to do business. It's certainly placed a lot of emphasis on our ability to properly protect all of our folks while they're out there in the public dealing with the everyday issues that come up in policing. There are situations that come up on a daily basis or a weekly basis where our people are put in harm's way constantly because of some of the people that we deal with in our community who aren't necessarily abiding by the PPE rules and social distancing, and just their lifestyle puts them in a situation where they're obviously more susceptible to contracting the virus, and our people still have to deal with those folks regardless of what their current situation is. So, you know, until the vaccine became available, which was just recently, for all of our frontline people, they were out there putting themselves in harm's way every single day. And it's a credit not just to our people here in Gananoque, but to members of police services across the country that put themselves in harm's way on a daily basis.
What has been some of the biggest challenges? Because I'm sure that this has been a year for you guys unlike any other.
Well, and certainly it is. And I think the biggest challenge has been the constant information and changes to legislation and changes to regulations under the Reopening of Ontario Act, under the EMCPA, where, you basically need a playbook on a daily basis that has to be constantly changing to keep up with what's coming out of the government, what's being enforced, what isn't being enforced, what the premise behind some of the regulation changes are. And then trying to convey that message to the rank and file in a manner that is not heavy-handed, but in fact is more of an education component built into what we're trying to do with members in our community. And quite frankly, we didn't see, nor have we seen, a lot of complaints. We've had a lot of compliance by people that live in the community, and that's both just everyday citizens as well as our business community as well has been fully compliant in most cases. There's always a couple of hiccups along the way. And again, it's a learning curve for everybody. And we had to stay focused on the fact that going out there and fining people for making an honest mistake is not the solution to this problem.
Gary, not only do you have a lot of women and men doing a lot of great things on the front lines, but you've got a great team behind the scenes that also do their part as well, don't you?
Certainly, and we've focused primarily on the rank and file, the men and women on the front line. But let me assure you that the people that run our communication center and keep the doors open in our industry here every day, the civilian side of our police service, is just as important as the people out on the front lines. They are the ones that are taking the calls. And the sad part about that whole situation is that only our frontline people qualified early on for the vaccination. But our people that work in the office, our communications people, our dispatchers, our administrative folks, they did not qualify, and they still had to come to work every day. That's all part of a team. And I look at it as it's like a chain. And if one of those links gets broken, the chain is absolutely no good anymore. And so, you know, it was just by good grace and maybe by some good luck that nobody here was afflicted with COVID, and we were able to keep the doors open and keep our operations running.